Tradition says that people should focus on one career for their adult life and work that career until retirement. But Peter Hiscock is living proof that people can change paths late in life and for the better. Peter's early life wasn't easy. He was bullied in school and struggled with his mental health, living with bipolar disorder. He left university as a young man and got a job at the Cornerbrook Pulp and Paper Mill, where he would work for 30 years. The bullying would carry over to his career in the mill, but something happened to Peter that made him see his life and his world a lot differently.
I got involved with a show, Bye Bye Birdie. My daughter was in it, and I dropped her off, and he said, "You want to be in a Pete?" I said, "I've never been on stage, right?"
Peter lights up as he talks about how the exciting and eccentric world of theater opened his eyes to new possibilities.
These people and the directors, they made me feel good about myself, right?
After that, Peter says he found belonging, and his world began to open up. Peter saw a doctor and got help for his bipolar disorder. Life at home and at work became a little easier. Peter started to think bigger. He went back to university at 45 and got his education degree. He even made the dean's list in 2013.
The newspaper at the time, Western Star, used to print the people who graduated from Oregon, from Grenfell. And I seen my name there, and I cried. And I cried the whole day.
After surviving his dark days and making a massive change for the better, Peter is now a substitute teacher at different schools in the area.
And I want to go teaching. I want to help kids. I said, those kids need help.
Peter hopes that he can be an example of what can happen to someone's life when they decide to face their demons and make a change for the better.
Take a leap of faith and believe in yourself. And take help. And help comes in all forms. I've had some great people, boy, help me along the way.